This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And as we come near to the close of our somewhat extended study of the great Bible topic of human suffering, we're looking at some lessons and conclusions we should draw from this extended study. And the first point that I indicate to you today is the fact that the proper reaction to suffering is to trust in God, even when you are bewildered by that suffering. In his speech to Job, God explained neither about his meeting with Satan nor about the accusations and requests made by Satan. God did not explain about the test for which he had given permission to Satan. No doubt if Job had known all of these details, it would have been much easier for him to have borne all of that suffering. But nevertheless, God did not explain it. He did not explain about the request of Satan. He did not explain the details about the coming Redeemer. He gave no explanation of the general problem of suffering. Why was God silent on all of these problems which plagued the soul of this good man? Simply because it was his desire that Job would continue to trust him in spite of not having all the answers to all the problems that face us in human life. Now, this doesn't mean, of course, that men are asked to believe contradictions. God did not ask us to do that, for we cannot believe a contradiction. But it does mean that we must be willing, having once understood that God is and that the Bible is his word, that we must take God at his word. We must trust in him, and that's what it means, really, to have faith in him. It was God's will that Job would continue to trust in him in spite of not having all the answers to every problem that face human beings. Instead of giving Job the answer to the questions which were on his mind, God himself asked Job a series of questions. These questions led Job to face the fact that he did not understand all about God's great power that was manifested in the physical creation. From this fact, he was led to the conclusion that he could not expect to understand all about God's dealings with another of his creations, that is, man. Now, this leads us to the conclusion that in some real sense, Job simply had to trust God even when he could not understand all the ramifications of his own suffering. In the same way, those who suffer today must trust God, even when they cannot understand all of the various aspects of their own individual cases. God has promised to be with us. He's promised to give us strength through the power of his word and through prayer. And while we may not understand all about why men suffer in this life and how the power of God is used in this life, nevertheless, we must trust in him. Of course, men living today have much explanation of God's dealings with man, which Job did not have. For example, we have the record of the fact of Satan's conversation with God about Job, about which Job knew nothing. And this fact, the fact that we have much more information, the fact that we have the account that God gave his son to die for us, we thus have this great proof of his love for us that Job did not have. We ought to be able to endure suffering with greater serenity even than did Job. Another conclusion that we draw from this extended study of what the Bible teaches about human suffering is the fact that righteous men as well as evil ones may suffer during this life. Over and over, Job's friends contended that he was suffering because he was a great sinner. But their contention was not true. Job suffered in spite of the fact that he was a righteous man. Jesus also plainly refuted the theory that only evil men suffer. He taught that the Galileans, whose blood by Pilate was mingled with their own sacrifice, were not sinners above all other Galileans. Nor, he said, were the 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell the greatest offenders among the men of Jerusalem. Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. And so we see that the Bible plainly teaches that the righteous as well as the wicked suffer. May you take heart from this fact and trust in God and his precious promises.